This episode is brought to you by Smart Athletic Kids, SAC. It's a community organization focused on smart athletic kids who strive to maintain a GPA of 3.5 or better, dynamic athletes committed to greatness. Hashtag Smart Athletic Kids, SAC. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of 94 Feet with Coach JT. Do me a favor, please leave a like, and I need your comments below, and let me know what you think as I continue to grow and develop this podcast currently. Today, my guest today, a Christian Brothers High School graduating class of 2000. As a four-year varsity starter for the Falcons, she was a three-time first-team All-Metro League selection, and as a senior was named third team all-area selection by Sacramento Bee. She also played 2 years of community college at Foothill College in Los Altos Hills, California, and at Sacramento City College. While currently now at CB, Coach has become the, actually out of 2017-18 seasons, her first year there, she won three section titles, I believe. Two out of the three. And she also previously was the coach of the freshman girls team. However, she is now and still currently the varsity head coach at Christian Brothers High School, Coach Shandon Foster. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for being here today. So, as I like to say, and as we know, the show is 94 feet. We're going to jump right into it. Sacramento native, I believe. Where was you grew up at in Sacramento?
South Sac, near Valley High School.
Okay, so growing up in South Sacramento, and again, knowing that the accolades I just read are all about basketball, has basketball been the only sport, or what other sports have you put in work at growing up or kind of participated in?
I started out actually playing all kinds of stuff. I started out playing, I tried some indoor soccer at the Y. That didn't work out. tried gymnastics at one point, but figured I was too long and lanky for that. And then I kind of got into basketball, you know, playing with the boys and stuff at the Y. And of course, my older brother was always somebody that I, you know, tried to battle with or whatnot. But my dad has a funny story, because he's always like, I didn't really even know you were really that interested in basketball until you came home in junior high and was like, I tried out for the team and I made it. He was like, I didn't even know you were trying out for the team. So about junior high is when I got real serious about the game. But been playing since probably I was about seven.
Okay, 7 years old. We talked middle school, South Sac. At that point, what school did you attend for middle school?
Samuel Jackman.
So yep. you get the urge of that bug then. Outside of, you said your brother, I believe, was there any other influencers or somebody, people you may have looked at, watched growing up that kind of helped you, push you to get to that point where you wanted to play hoop?
It was really just my brother. Just wanting to be outside and play with the boys and just be out there hooping. Like, just something that, you know, I was always tagging along with him, following him around. So it was something I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get into it, and got into it, ended up liking it. And then junior high, you know, middle school, you know, I played with April Jean, who was a graduate at Kennedy High School, went on to play at Syracuse. And then I kind of got into the AAU role with her. And it was one of those things where it's like, okay, I like this. I can do this. So
that's what's up. Shout out to April Jean, fellow classmate and friend. That you said talking with your brother. So how close are you guys in age?
2.5 years.
Okay, I definitely get that. So he was right there with you through this process. So as you guys go to these parks, to these hoop games, being the lone young lady out there, was it easy or difficult to go on the court?
Difficult. 100% difficult. And my brother didn't make it easy. So it wasn't like, he was like, let my sis hoop. No.
Right.
But you know, you earn your keep, and that just is what it is. So, but you know, it was good for me, because that kind of gave me a little grit. Gave me something to work for, gave me, you know, some push, some motivation to get out there and just be tough. You know, I couldn't go out there and mess around. I had to be tough.
Right. Had to, had to, Had to earn your keep, which is dope. So going, especially, and then going to Jackson, you know what I mean? As they know, you're in Southside. Right. Definitely wasn't the easiest place to grow up to a certain extent and play outside or whatever. But
right.
Your time at Jackman, when you made the team there initially, after you told your pops, he was shocked. But what was his reaction after that?
So it was funny because he says at that moment, he was like, okay, so she's serious. So That's when he started really, you know, when we were growing up, when you and I were growing up, there weren't a lot of trainers out there. Right. It wasn't like, you know, all these kids were going to trainers now and doing X, Y, Z. Like, we just went out in the streets and hooped. Yep. Like, that's just kind of what we did. Went out in the front yard and hooped. So for him, what he did when he realized I was serious is he said, okay, he was my trainer. Mm-hmm. So my dad would take me on the backyard. We'd be doing plyometrics out in the back. Like he was my trainer. So, you know, his reaction was like, well, if you're serious, I'm serious. Like, I still remember my dad. I walk into the living room and he's, you know, putting game film on the tapes on, you know, so on the VHS tapes so he can send it out to colleges for me. Like, you know, so.
Ooh, telling our age over here, man.
Right.
All right. That's super dope. Shout out to Pops on that. So again, you talk about trainers, right? So on your, just a general estimate, how much time would you say you, your dad, or you yourself put in on a daily basis on working on your craft? How many hours of the day was it?
If I'm going to be honest, not enough. You know, at the same time, I'm a girl. So I was, you know, getting into wanting to be social and all that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, I didn't put in enough. But I'd probably say, you know, 1 to 2 hours a day, you know, doing something related to hoop, but not enough at the end of the day. And, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Right. Got you. at Jackman, you make your team there, you play both years, whatever. Any specific highlights or something you may remember, big moments or something you may remember from playing middle school ball?
No, I just remember, you know, we played, obviously, Jackman was part of the Elk Grove, quote-unquote, league, even though we were, you know, in South Sac in the hood, but we were still part of that Elk Grove league. And I just remember it being actually pretty competitive back then. And it's kind of funny, my daughter played in the league last couple of years, too, and it's still pretty competitive, whereas a lot of these middle school leagues aren't so competitive. But, you know, I just remember being very competitive, meeting a lot of girls. Matter of fact, a lot of the girls that I played against in the Elk Grove league ended up playing with me in AAU. So, you know, I just remember it being competitive. That's it. And I just, you know, me and April, you know, I mean, middle school ball, it's not, you don't get a lot of hoopers. So it's me and April just kind of ran the team, and that's just what it was.
Right. So coming out of middle school now, what was the high school look scene for you? Like, you had a lot of options, or you knew where you was going straight to CB, or how'd that play out?
Well, I knew I was going to CB. My brother was already there. You know, my dad was in a position where he was kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, it's bigger than hoop. It's bigger than, like, I didn't go to Christian Brothers for hoop. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was going to Christian Brothers, you know, even prior to me, the program wasn't great. So I wasn't going to CB for hoop. It was for the education of my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad's above all else. You know, you guys got to get your education and get a good one. So that's why we went to CB. I didn't have an option. I had an option. It was CB or St. Francis, or at that time, Loretto. Those are my three options, and right, I chose CB.
Okay, so you get to CB. Now, coming from, you knew your brother already been there, so you knew what the scene looked like a little bit, but actually now going on campus, what are your, some first impressions, just as far as going from Jackman, now I'm actually physically on a school campus in Oak Park.
Right. It was a little bit of a culture shock, I'm not gonna lie. You know, hello, I grew up in the South Sac. You know what I mean? I went to school, my elementary school years and middle school years in South Sac. So, you know, I'm used to seeing a certain, you know, people and, you know, things like that. So it was a culture shock. I like to think that I can acclimate well to different situations. So, you know, I just went in, and it was good that my brother was already there. It's always good, I think, when kids are into some kind of extracurricular, like sports or whatever, because when you do go to a brand new campus, it's easier to kind of make friends, fit in, you know, because you have that bond with somebody, whether it's basketball, football, whether you're in the band. Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, if you're doing some kind of extracurricular, it's kind of easier to kind of, you know, even though you're stepping onto something brand new, to kind of make friends and things like that. So it was a culture shock, but, you know, it, more of a culture, more of a shock educationally than anything. CB is a very strong academic school and expects a lot. And I can remember struggling my first semester. And this is, you know, this is coming from a kid that's used to getting a 3.8 in school. You know what I mean? And I hit CB and was like, oh, wait, what? You know, so that was hard, but I figured it out, you know.
Super dope. Shout out to Charles Mack Elementary.
Right.
Man, I still got some pictures, man. I ain't gonna post them though.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. So okay, so even going to middle school as far as getting to high school physically, but then also at this point, where would you say your game is at? Just rate your game as an eighth grader going ninth grade, like 9 to 10, 10 being on point. Where would you say your game is at basketball wise going into high school?
Going into high school, my game was probably at a 5.
Okay.
So let's be real. You know, just going into high school, I played the post. Now, mind you, I stopped growing once I hit. I was taller than everybody, so of course I get thrown into the post. But once I hit my freshman year, I stopped growing. You know, I stopped at 5'8", so I stopped growing. But I still played the post my freshman year. You know, I was down there battling with big old 6 foots and, you know, so, but my game, it wasn't there. Like I still remember, like, I shot free throws funny and just, I didn't have a jumper to save my life, but I didn't care. I wasn't scared. I played hard. You know, it was just one of those things where it's just like, well, I was used to playing with the boys, so I'm still going to do what I need to do and battle and bang and do all that kind of stuff, which, you know, ultimately got me a position on the varsity team as a freshman. But, you know, freshman and sophomore year is when I had to make the transition from being a post player to being actually point guard. So that was an interesting summer for me.
Right. So varsity, your first year, What was the family? What was Pop's vibe like that? I mean, as far as making a varsity team,
Of course he was excited. He was, you know, I don't know that he expected it so much, but you know, he was like, all right, well, it's go time. Pop's never, like, I can say for the most part, he never put a lot of pressure on me, so to speak. He kind of let me do things. Not that he didn't, you know, there were times where he, you know, got at me a little bit, but for the most part, he just kind of let me do me, and there wasn't a lot of pressure coming from him. So that, you know, I think back on that, and that's nice. Sometimes I got to remember that with my own kid, but yeah.
Right. Okay. So going there to play your freshman year, get some time. What about playing time? Did it come a lot, a little, in spurts, or what, during that first year?
When I first got there, I didn't start. I wasn't in the starting lineup. It came fairly quickly. You know, if I can remember correctly, it was probably, you know, maybe a month in or so, I finally earned a starting spot in the post position. So I was still playing post, but yeah, I finally earned a starting spot. The girls were nice. Never had any issues. You know, sometimes you get these freshmen to play on these varsity teams and they're, you know, it's some issues happening, but I never had any of that. It was all welcoming. I mean, you know, that's one thing I always respected about my team just in high school, is like everybody was willing to accept a role. Like, we all just played, whether your role was at the very last man off the bench or the first man, like, everybody just played their role and, you know, we figured it out.
Okay. So that goes well for you, I take it, after that freshman year as far as that. But what about the learning curve, or what was your off season like? Like, what did you have to think you had to improve on or bring to the table to kind of even enhance your skill, ability, all that stuff going further after freshman year?
So after freshman year, our point guard transferred out of the school. So when she moved, we didn't really have a true point guard. And it was one of those things, Pops, the coach, was kind of like, hey, you're next in line. And I'm like, point guard? Like, what? Like, I'm used to being down here and drop stepping. Like, y'all want me to point? So it was you know, at, you know, my dad put me in a bunch of camps. I remember going to a UC Davis camp. I remember going to some Pistol Pete camp, and just working on my handle. It was all about my handle. I changed my shot form a little bit, and it was work. That summer was work. It was a lot of work that summer.
That's what's up. So you go through, make that transition, get some work in. Give me a couple highlights from the overall seasons at Christian Brothers.
You know, we had some, you know, we made playoffs every year at CB. So that was always something that was, you know, that was exciting and you know, for me, and just, you know, fun. You know, we always have our games against St. Francis, which is our biggest rival. And, you know, winning one or two of those are always, you know, big highlights at CB. You know, we couldn't make it usually out of the first or second round of playoffs, but, you know, that was just what it was. So, you know, that was, I wish there was a bigger, like, oh, we won this year. Yeah. Nah. But, you know.
What about life. Individually, though? A couple big games?
Individually, you know, in all honesty, I was one of those players. I don't know if you were like this, but I was one of those players where I didn't really track my, like in game. Like, my brother would be able to come up to court and be like, I had 32, and I'd be like, hey, let me see the book, because I don't even know. Like, that just was never me. Right. So I don't know. I'm sure I had some, you know, high, you know, scoring games. I remember being interviewed, you know, Joe Davison's still around. I remember being interviewed by him after a couple games and being on a couple of his little shows. He had a prep sports show. So I remember those things. Those are always fun to do and exciting, you know, as a teenager. But, you know, I couldn't tell you, like, oh, yeah, I scored 32 on game. No, because that just wasn't me.
Yeah. I can't relate, because I couldn't score the ball like you, so I was I'd have to worry about that. but I will say, what about, let's talk Holy Hoops. How was that environment for you as a player?
It's funny, because Holy Hoops, when I was playing, wasn't Holy Hoops. Uh-huh. So it was St. Francis was actually in our league.
Right. We played them twice. Okay, so your league opponent. Yeah.
Yeah, we played them twice a year. So although it was a big game and they've always been our rival, it's never, when I first coached a Holy Hoops game, I was in, like, awe. I was like, what is going on? Because, yes, we have a few more people in the crowd at our games against St. Francis, but nothing like it was with the student section and all, like, nothing. So, you know, although they were big games and there were more people and, you know, all that, it doesn't compare to what it is now.
Okay.
At all.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that. Yeah, I definitely. I can see that, because the videos and the scenery is crazy.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go through high school ever senior year again. We know now this whole process is crazy, right? As far as recruiting, you had anything on the table? Any options, or what was your mindset after you finished your last game at the high school? And then now, what's your thinking at this point going forward? What's next?
I had some smaller, like, you know, NAIAs and things like that, kind of interested. You know, advice from pops and just, you know, just talking to people, AAU coach and things like that. It was like, hey, let's go JC first. Let's see what we can get out of there. That's how I ended up at Foothill College in Los Altos. They were actually, when I went, they were actually really good as far as a program. Mm-hmm. So they were getting kids out. And so that was kind of my, you know, my ideal was to go there and then get out from there.
So you get the Foothill, not too far from home, close enough to get, you know, people come see you play. How was that first season there?
It was good. You know, hindsight's, you know, 20, like, I look back and I'm like, I left Foothill after my first year. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have did it. But I left Foothill after my first year, being a teenager. Oh, to coach this, to coach that. And it wasn't anything, like, it wasn't anything where it was, I wasn't getting playing time or, you know, I was being a teenager and wanted to come home. Mm-hmm. So I came home, and then that's how I ended up at Sac City.
Okay. Get back. Yeah. Come back to the crib. Get to Sac City. Just jump right in, or kind of had to work your way in or sit out a year? What was that like?
No, I came back, and I immediately kind of started going to their little summer workouts. You know, they'd have their little open gyms. That's where I met Coach Carmichael. You know, kind of in there and just, you know, just doing, you know, working out and you know, talk to him. And he's like, you know, I tried to recruit you right out of high school and you you didn't come. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, you know, so I just sat around, you know, I was like, all right, decided to go ahead and play at City. And then I tore my ACL. So there's that.
ACL injury definitely is a tough one. Carmichael, though. Yeah. Let's talk Carmichael real quick. Yeah. Initial thoughts with that guy and his energy. How was that as a kid, though?
As a kid, I loved him. Like, it's either you love him as a kid or you don't like him. Like, you think he is obnoxious and the worst. Like, it's either you love him as a kid or you think he's the worst. But it's hard not to love Coach Carmichael. Mm-hmm. Like, he reminds me a lot of Coach Carter from, And so he's just very real. Especially at the college level. At the high school level, obviously, he had to tone it down, bring it back.
Right.
Because we're at the high school level. But at the college level, you know, he was very direct, to the point. But also, you knew that he genuinely cared about you. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is like, that's a coach. You know what I mean? Like, coach him hard. You know, be direct. Call him out on their stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all love. Like, you couldn't help but love him. Like, he could be mad at me one day and yelling at me and in my, you know, all up in my stuff, but that's okay. I'm still walking to his office. Hey, coach, want Jamba Juice? Like,
yeah.
Like, just is what it is, you know?
Would you say that you picked up some traits from him along the way?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I asked him to come back and help coach with me at CB in my first year, my first couple of years, you know, I basically begged and pleaded. And you know, he came back and it was like, oh, I missed him, you know? And mm-hmm. It's like, and I do see the stuff that I picked up from him, especially just personality-wise, you know, and coaching, you know, those kind of things. So
that's what's up. Sure. Good guy, great guy, for sure.
Yes.
You talked about the ACL injury, man. Was that an in-game play, or how'd that happen?
Yeah, I don't remember where we were, but we were far. We were somewhere far, over the hill somewhere. And I remember I was shooting, and I remember being kind of nudged out of the air. I'm a jump shooter, so I jump on my jump shot. So I was being nudged out of the air, and when I landed straight leg, and all my weight went on that one leg, and I heard a pop. And when I fell, and it wasn't really a lot of pain at first, but it was more shock, I think, that more than anything. So when I fell, I looked down, and I saw kind of a bulge on the side of my knee. And so natural reaction is what? Grab your knee, pull it back. So mm-hmm. I grabbed it, pulled it back, and it popped back. Mm. Come to find out that was my patella popping out of place. But it popped back, and one of my teammates was like, I heard that thing way on the other side of the court. So she heard the snap. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
mentally during that time, what was your mindset at? Because I think, you know, right now we're big and as far as mental health of athletes and kids mm-hmm. in general, but as an athlete, what was your headspace at that point?
I checked out. I'm not gonna lie. I checked out. I was done. And it was one of those things where I told myself then, you know, I'm done. Like, I've been playing since I was 7. I don't want to play anymore. Like, and I was done. Like, I wish I wouldn't have, you know, I did all the things to come back. Mm-hmm. I didn't rehab properly, really, I'm gonna be honest, but I was headed to do those things. And then I just stopped. It was one of those things that was like without basketball, you know what I mean? I haven't been doing it for so long. So it was like no basketball, like, it was bad. I was in a bad space.
Yeah. So the flip side of it, how did you get out of that space, I would say, though? What, I mean, any fact, people played a factor or anything that you did to get you back at least in a decent space just overall, even without basketball?
I dove into school, and then I kind of just started working. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was that. No, there's nothing I did specially to get me out of that headspace. I wish I could tell kids, hey, you know, do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a player of mine, Chance Sims, who her senior year, the summer of her senior year, she was going to some going to try out at some colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to these tryouts, and she actually tore her ACL at a tryout.
Mm.
So one thing I told her was, do you still want to play? She said, yes. I said, well, don't give up. Like, do not be me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you truly still have a love for it and you truly still want to play, like, that's still in your heart, really dig deep. Don't give up, man.
Right.
Like, you rehab and you try out again. Like, that's what we're doing. And so she's currently doing that right as we speak.
That's dope. Good. I mean, you speak from experience too, right? Relatability. So you can tell from experience. So you go away from the game for a minute, work, start, you know, get into that grown up life. But what brings you back initially? I said, especially in coaching freshmen, what brings you all the way 360 after an injury playing and then stepping away? What gets you back into this vibe, this aura, this arena of basketball?
Like, the love for the game has never left. So it's always been there. The assistant that coached with Coach Carmichael was assisting up at CB on the varsity level. And he reached out to me and was like, hey, are you interested in coaching? And I was like, nope. Because at that time I had, you know, I got two kids and I'm like, you know, I'm working and I don't have time for this. You know, my kids are, they were both playing softball at the time. And I'm like, I don't have time for this. Like, no, I'm good. And he was like, no. And then I had a little nudge from my husband, like, just go, just see. And so I was like, all right, let me go. And then once I got there, I was like, okay. So this is my way of getting that feeling back,
mm-hmm.
you know, that hoop brings most of us that love hoop,
right.
You know what I mean? Coaching, getting down, you know, and, you know, I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Hey,
so like
hey,
at
hey,
that
hey.
Time, it was like, okay, you know, I'm still young enough to kind of be on their level and kind of be able to relate to them. I've played at CB. I've gone to school there. I understand the rigorous, you know, academic side of it. And trying to play sports at the same time. So there was that bond there that was just automatic as soon as I even stepped on with some of the girls, you know what I mean? Just because mm-hmm. I've been there, done that. So it was, after that, there was really no convincing. It was like, okay, this is it, huh? This is what I wanted to do. I just didn't know that that's what I wanted to do.
That's right. That's what's up. That's dope. You get back home, as they say. Go through that freshman as a freshman coach, and then
mm-hmm.
now let's get to the next big jump. It comes around the opportunity to coach the varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind just as this opportunity presents itself to you?
Again, I was in one of those positions where I was like, varsity? Okay. So the summer before the previous coach, Ron Gully, stepped down, he had actually invited me up to be his assistant for the next year. So I was, oh, this is perfect. I was like, yes, I can come up. I can learn. Like, this is great. Because he actually did some really – he was kind of, I believe, was the start of CB's transition to actually be a contender on the women's side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So – for me, it was like, this is perfect. This is a perfect opportunity. So I was excited. And then he had decided he was retiring shortly after that. So I was like, oh no, like what's going on? But I was like, okay, well, I guess they're going to hire somebody new. Like, like that was in my head. So I wasn't really expecting like, you know, anything other than that. You know, probably, honestly, what I was expecting was to go back down to freshman and just coach the freshman team. Because
mm-hmm.
whoever knew was coming on was probably going to bring, you know, their own crew or whatnot. So I was like, all right, I'll just go back down and coach freshman. So when the opportunity presented itself to me, I had some doubts, of course. And I was like, oof, but I'm not ready. And then to uphold what Ron had started was one of those things, it was a little pressure,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. That's when I leaned on Carmichael a little bit. And initially it was just a, hey, I need some advice. Hey, can we meet up and we talk through this, that, and the other. It was those kind of conversations. Then it was like, hey, just come on. Like, you don't have to do much. I just need you to be there for some guidance. That's it. You know, and then, you know, finally, eventually, he was like, all right, let's do this. So
that's what's up. So you get there first year. Is that what at that time, what league were you guys in your first year?
Cali, and we're still in the Cali.
Okay, you're in Cali then. Crazy run your first year. First year, yeah. Is a league title as well as a section title?
No, which is kind of funny. We had lost to Vista del Lago.
For league?
Yes. Which messed us up there, but yeah.
So you go through that run, then you go to Vista in league. You get to the playoffs. First year head coach, first time playoffs. What's your stomach feel like? What's your body like? What's your body feel like at this point in time?
Nerves. Just very. Again, I put, it's probably just self pressure, but I put that pressure on myself of they won the section last year, like with these girls that are playing right now, which means they should win it again. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's like, ooh, you got to make this happen. So just nerves. Every game, I mean, I would literally be shaking before games. You probably couldn't tell, but I was nervous. I was definitely nervous.
That's dope. So I think your friend, do you guys win a section that year as well?
Is it back-to-back, right? Yeah, we won a section up at UOP. We had it that year was at UOP. And we won sections. I had some phenomenal athletes, though. Like I said, Ron pretty much set me up with gold. You know what I mean? I walked in. It wasn't one of those things where I had to walk in and rebuild. Like, it's none of that. Like, he set me up with gold. And so those girls just played, man. They were, I don't know that I've ever, it was one of those things where I respected it and kind of wish that when I was there, I had these athletes that took hoop just as seriously as I did. I didn't have that surrounding me. You know what I mean? So it was hard to get out of that first round of playoffs, you know? But having, you know, watching these girls and just how they just hooped together and they were just hoopers, you know? It was like, man. So
you get to the UOP, you get the blue patch and the blue banner. What's your sense of feeling then of accomplishment, or what's on your mind when you get that buzzer hit zero and you guys win?
It was one of those things where it was like, now I can exhale. Like, we did it. It wasn't over though, so I had to be like, okay, you got to snap back into it because it's the state tournament now, you know. But it was a relief almost, because you know, I mean, obviously, you know, when I took the job, there are some naysayers, of course. So you know, it's one of those things where it's like, whew, okay, well. Now they know I'm for real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now they know that I don't know it all. I don't know any coach that knows it all. I think coaches are constantly learning and getting better and bettering themselves. But, you know, I know a little something, you know, with the help, especially with the help of my staff. I always try to surround myself with people on staff that know their stuff. Like, I just believe as a coach, if I'm weak in an area, one, I got to better myself in that area, but also why not surround myself with somebody who I know has the knowledge in that area? You know, like that's, to me, that's the smartest thing. So, you know, that was kind of like, okay, so we're good. We got it as expected too. So it was definitely like a breath of fresh air after that game.
That's what's up. You take your run at the state tournament, come back the next year. Are your thoughts, hey, let's run it back, or do you guys bring back the same team, or kind of what's the team? Does the team look any different from the year we won it from the next year?
Yeah, our state run that year that we won up at UOP, we actually went the furthest in school history as far as state is concerned. Mm-hmm. We were two games away from Golden One. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where we could have did it, but, you know, fell short. And my thoughts were, yes, after when our last game was in that state game, my thoughts were, we're going to run it back next year. At that time, I had everybody returning that could help us win. I had lost a couple of seniors, but I still think that with the ones that were returning, we definitely had a shot to make it happen. Then I had some kids transfer out and things like that. So
control what you can control. Yeah. So the next year comes up again. I believe you guys are on your way back there.
Yeah.
Again, but this year you guys made it there. But I think this is the year you lost in the championship for the section.
Yeah, we lost in the sections to Bradshaw Christian. It's actually, I think that was a revenge for them because we had. ousted them the previous year, the game before the finals. So,
okay,
you know, I think they were out for blood. We started off really slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bradshaw, I'll give them all the credit. They knew us like the back of their hand. So they came ready for us. They shot the lights out that day too. So that didn't help. You know, we were down by quite a bit for a while, but we made a little run at it. We ended up losing the game by 3. That was tough, you know, but, you know, again, in my head, I said, okay, well, we got a state tournament to look at now. So, right. You know, you win some, you lose some. Let's keep it moving. So,
right. But the wins are still racking up all between there, though. So, I mean, like I said, that percentage is high. I know that. The numbers don't lie.
Right.
So the numbers don't lie. The winning percentage is high. So, and you go through that loss. And again, once I believe, so one more time, right? You go back again. You go through another league and you get back there again, right?
So, yeah, we get back to Golden One.
How hard is it to get back 3 times in a row?
Very hard. You know, I mean, as you know, just with coaching and just the waves and the you know, ebbs and flows of coaching, and just, you know, some games where you're like, y'all should have blown this team out by 30. Like, there's no way playing like this we're gonna get anywhere, you know. But it's hard. It's hard. It's a, you know, it's day in, day out grind. And, you know, getting the kids to buy in and to, you know, that, you know, that's one of the things that, again, I think I mentioned before, that you don't see a lot of nowadays, where just kids just accepting their roles.
Mm-hmm.
Accept your role on the team. You know, as coaches, as you know, we don't want to lose. That's not what we're
right.
out here trying to do. You know what I mean? Do we make mistakes? Absolutely. Do we make the wrong calls? Absolutely. Yep. Do we play the wrong people at the wrong time sometimes? Absolutely. But it's not because we want to lose.
Yep.
No, that's not our intention. So, you know, it's just, it's hard. You know, the daily grind is hard. It's not easy being a high school coach.
That's for sure. And definitely getting to the finals 3 years in a row. You get back there this next year, another win in the finals, correct?
Yes.
Another win. So, at this point, I mean, after 3 years, 4 years in a row, city behind y'all, all your old classmates, friends, we going to games to support. Just
right.
what's the overall feeling, though, for you, just as a coach or a person individually, because you're doing some big things that everybody can't say they have on their resume at this point.
Right. You know, first and foremost, just the people who surrounded me, when I first, you know, decided to do this, I mean, you could probably attest to it, even on the women's side of it. This is a man's world, you know, as far as coaching is concerned, it's a man's world. So, you know, like yourself and just friends that I've grown up with, just rally behind me and be like, hey, man, we got you coming to the games. Mm-hmm. Like, that right there is like, I don't know. It's one of those feelings that just, you feel like you have, you know, an army behind you. You feel like you can do anything when you, you know, you got that support.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to do that for the last, you know, 3 years at my alma mater, you know, it's a different feeling. Like, I don't know that if I was at another school, I mean, I'm sure, obviously I'd be happy and be like, hey, you know, we won. But
right.
It's a different feeling, I think, when you have grinded at that school.
Mm-hmm.
when you could barely get out of the first round as a player, you know what
right.
I mean, and then you're like, you're winning it now. Like, that's a feeling that's just it's indescribable.
That's what's up. Real quick before we get up out of here, just right now at this point in your career, and like we said, like, talking male dominated force, what kind of advice would you give to other female coaches regardless of how old they are, or just any information you can give them to kind of give them an upper hand or give them some information or some knowledge, what would you tell them?
You know, as females, like, we can't be in, obviously you'd be in competition if we're coaching against each other or whatnot, but at the end of the day, like, we got to rally around each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter of fact, I reach out a lot to Coach Kim over there at Cordova. Like, we chat a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Game you know, just gameplay. And like, I asked her for advice. She asked me, like, you know, there's the Delta coach, JC. I reach out to her a lot, like, you know, and she's always, hey, you need anything? Like, you know, just as women, like, reach out and be open to that. Like, we can't, you know, it's not that deep. Like, we trying to help each other. We all trying to win out here, right? You know, so why not rally behind each other and make that happen, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's important. And again, for the kids in our community, our city, especially when we play these other out of town teams, we got to be holding it down for the city, yeah, for sure, you know, before anything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's, I know, again, we're getting through this little crazy situation we're going through right now. What, just give me, yeah, a little bit of aspirations, goals maybe you have coming up, whether this year or next fall when we hopefully get back on the court again for your program.
You know, we have a lot of fresh faces on our campus, a lot of, you know, freshmen coming on that are hoopers that can play. But it's going to be a learning curve, I think, coming up here. But I just, you know, my plan is just to start from the bottom, man. Like, you know, we got to grind out. You guys got to get in here. I had a couple of freshmen a year or so back. It's just a matter of, we got to grind. We got to get in the gym, which has obviously, as you know, yep, has been hard. Fair. Because, you know, COVID, thank you. You know, but, you know, the, you know, there's talks of a season. So, you know, this year, you know, my goals for this year, if we play, obviously there's going to be no postseason or anything like that. My goal for this season is to mesh. We got to mesh. Mm-hmm. Let's play with each other now. Let's learn each other. We're going to be around each other for these next 4 years, you know. But, you know, we got some athletes on our team to where we can make big things happen, you know, in the years to come. So now is a perfect time to really figure out what our roles are going to be and go from there.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all heard it right here from the two-time section champion and head coach at Christian Brothers High School, Coach Foster. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Good luck this season, and I'll be in touch.
All righty. Thank you for having me.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Bye.